Good morning, everybody. I hope everybody had a beautiful Simchas Torah. We were able to dance at the Torah, Mir Tashem. Next year, Simchas Torah, you'll be able to dance with all the Torah you learned. You'll have Maseches Kiddushin under your belt. Last time in Kiddushin, which was Erev Shabbos, Erev Sukkot, we were discussing the concept, the machloikas between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbah, when you have Shavek Kesef to Kesef. Did you have to know the exact amount of the Shavek Kesef, of the value of the Kesef? So if you recall last time, we had this machlokas between Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, Shishi Shuma, it did require the evaluation, and Rabbah said, it did not require the evaluation prior. So now, we are going to have, what is the sources for these opinions? Where did I learn this din that you need to know exactly what you are spent, how much money it was? This Daniel we learned in a brisa on the pasuk by Evan Ivry. By Evan Ivry it says, "Im od rabos bishanim lefihen yashiv gulaso." That's not in your Gemara. Mekesev niknaso. If the years, the extent of the years where you go to redeem the slave, Evan Ivry. The Kesef Niknaso, the pasuk says, that you redeem the himself with the Kesef, right? Now the pasuk says, Bekesefu Nikna, the Brisa says, he goes free with money, Ve'eno Nikna, and this Eved Ivri does not go free, Betzvua V'kelim, with wheat and with vessels. Oh, that are Shav V'Kesef. So now, where do you not go free if you're the Eved Ivri, if you try to give Shav V'Kesef? So the Gemara asks, Hi, Tzvuah V'Kelim. That's the Brisa, I should point out. That's the end of the Brisa. Now we're going to analyze the Brisa. Hi, Tzvuah V'Kelim, Heichi Dami. What's the case that we're talking about with Tzvuah V'Kelim? So the Gemara gives a number of options. Option one. Elam Adolo Miknu B'Klal. If you're going to tell me that Tzvuah V'Kelim never worked to redeem a slave, an Eved Ivri, prior to the 6 years, says the Gemara, Yashiv Gu'ulaso Amarach Mara. The Torah says, Yashiv Gu'ulaso. Now, the Pasuk does not need to have the word Yashiv, because it says in Pasuk, it could have said, Lepihen Gu'ulaso Mekesef Nikdaso. What's the word Yashiv coming to include? Says the Gemara, Lerabos Shave Kesef Kekesef. It's coming to tell me that Shave Kesef, the value of money, is the same thing as money in terms of redeeming an Eved Ivri. So if the pasuk of Tzvuv, if Tzvuv V'Kelim would work, if it was Shav V'Kesef, V'Ida Leif Behu, Shav, so now we're going to try scenario number two. What's the second scenario by which Tzvuv V'Kelim could be talking about in the Brisa? Says the Gemara, V'Ida Leif Behu, Shav V'Pruta. If it's talking about a case where the Tzvuv V'Kelim are not even worth a Pruta, my ear you through the Caleb. Why does the Bryce have to single out through the Caleb as not being effective in order to redeem an Eved Ivri? Afilu Kesef Nami. Even if Kesef was less than a Pruta, it wouldn't work to redeem an Eved. So now, we've gone through two scenarios by which through the Caleb are ineffective. Scenario number one was that it shouldn't work at all, but we know it does work. Scenario number two is where it's not a Shav Kesef. If it's not Shav Kesef, then even Kesef, if it's not a Pruta, then even Kesef would work. So what's the case in which Tzvuah V'Kelim doesn't work? Ela Lav, these be Shav Kesef. It says the Gemara, Ela Lav, what? The Isbahu, it does have Shav Kesef, but Kivah Delakaitse, but since you don't know the exact value of the Tzvuah V'Kelim, lo, it doesn't work. So therefore, we seemingly have a Raya to the opinion of Rabbi Yosef, that in order for Shav Kesef to work, you need to know the value of the Shav Kesef. Because it must be the case where Tzvuah V'Kelim doesn't work, it must be. The only logical scenario where it can work is where what? Is where you do not know the value. Oh, so what is the opposite opinion going to say? The opinion of Rabbi who says you do not need to know the value? V'idoch, Rabbi who argues on Rabbi Yosef, what is he going to say? Okay, come on, this is what he meant to say. Bitoras, even that word Torah, right? Bitoras Kesef Unikna, Ve'enikna, Bitoras Tzvuah V'Kelim. You could only go free as a slave. You can only be redeemed if it's Bitoras Kesef, if it's in the realm of Kesef. But if it's in the realm of Tzvuah V'Kelim, it doesn't work. What is the case of Tzvuah V'Kelim where it doesn't work? Umaynihu, b'chalipin. If you go trying to go free with chalipin, as we've learned that it doesn't work for kedushin as well, chalipin. Chalipin is this magical kinyan where you pick up the paper. We've discussed that in the past. We have the concretization of das. Okay. So far this works according to one opinion. What opinion is that? If you recall now, we say the brisa we learn out that tfuah v'kelim is ineffective. We say it's ineffective b'toras chalipin, which means you must hold that normally tfuah v'kelim would work for chalipin, just in this case chalipin doesn't work. So if you held tfuah v'kelim never worked for chalipin, then what would we say in our case? What is it coming to exclude? Says the Gemara, Ula of Nachman, Gemara, Peres law of the chalipin, Ma'ikulam, and according to Nachman, who says that Peres never worked for chalipin, what are you going to do in our case? What is it coming to exclude? Meaning when the Brisa says that Ula of the Kalim do not work to redeem a slave, we can't say it's coming to exclude the Torah chalipin because it never works, the Torah chalipin. Not just in the case of redeeming the slave, it never works. So now we go back to the beginning. Eliolim Rav, the Brisa that says earlier that Tfuah v'kelim are ineffective. What is that case? Delays behu pruta. The reason why Tfuah v'kelim do not work to free the slave is because you don't have a pruta. Even regular kesef wouldn't work if you don't have a pruta. Didn't we say that? With the comrade, my ear, you Tfuah v'kelim, I feel a kesef nami. Even money wouldn't work if it was less than a pruta. So what's the chiddush? Remember, whenever you learn a brisa in a gemara, it always has to be telling me a chiddush. What's the chiddush? What am I learning new when I say tfuah v'kelim will not work if it's less than a pruta? Says the gemara, it's coming to teach me a lo mi bayi kamar. It's not necessary to say lo mi bayi kesef. It's not necessary to say kesef is ineffective if it's less than a pruta or to redeem a slave. The east space shot a pruta. There, if it's got a pruta in it's effective, V.E. low, and if it doesn't have a shava pruta low, it's no good. Aval tfuah v'kelim, but when it came to wheat and vessels, Ema, I could say, midimikarga hana'asa, since it's very close to getting hana'a, meaning, if I have money, I have to go to the store and buy something, and then something gives me hana'a. But here, the tfuah v'kelim itself, even though they're less than a pruta, since it's very close to giving me hana'a, perhaps it would work. Gamru Nachman now, therefore a person has gemir's dot, has the concretization of dot, that it would in fact work, and a slave would say, even b'tfuah v'kelim, he would be able to go free because the master can get the stuff and enjoy it right away. Kamash Shalom, the chiddush of the Brice is telling me that tfuah v'kelim, even less than a pruta, will not be effective to redeem the slave. Yeah, look.
So, don't we say like in the Mishnah pruta, uvishar pruta, implying this whole like, he went to the store and bought it? And everything.
Pruta, Ubershava, Pruta. But what's your riot? What we're trying to do here is bring a riot to our kids.
So that's the riot in Mishnah? That's where the Mishnah got it from?
Yeah, sure. That's where the Mishnah got it from. But there it's only by Kedusha. There's a global din by Ezri also. Here, no, but here was he, again, also, keep your eye on the price. What was the point that Bryce was trying to bring here? What was the point that was trying to bring? That Shava Pruta is not enough. You need to actually what? Know the value of the Shava Pruta. Now, it might not be so clear that you need to know in the end of the day, because maybe the reason why he tells me tfuah v'kelim is nothing to do with the whole case of shava pruta. It's got to tell me that you have a habanimit to say that tfuah v'kelim, even though it's not shava pruta, would work. Okay? Okay, next. A new raya. Amar Rav Yosef, mina mina lo. Where do we know this din? That shava kesef, kik kesef, but only when you know the value. How do we know this? This tanya we learned in a brisa. Regarding pidyon haben, how many slun do you need for a pidyon haben? We'll learn it later on in Daf Chaf later on. But how many slun? Anybody know? Yeah, 5 slun. That's true. You might. Were you redeemed? Oh, you're crying, right? No, just weren't redeemed. Okay, I have the skill of redeeming my child. It was 5 slun. It cost a lot of money, right? Ego death. I'm going to give this calf le pidyon bini. Oh, or I'm going to give talis le pidyon bini. Or I'm going to give this talis that I'm wearing for the redemption of my son. And I give it to the kain, lo amar klum, I have said nothing, and my child is still not redeemed. But if I say, egel zeh b'chamish sloif, if I say this calf for 5 sloif, l'pidyon b'ni, or I for the redemption of my son, or I say talis zu b'chamish sloif, this talis, okay, is 5 sloif, l'pidyon b'ni, in that can I give it to the kain, b'no padoi, the child is redeemed. And the Gemara asks, Hi, pigeon. This pigeon that I did with the eagle or with the talent, hey, dummy. What's the scenario? Elema delo shavi. If you're going to tell me that the eagle wasn't worth 5 shloim, and I said take this eagle for 5 shloim, kol kamine, does that work? Can I redeem my son by just saying that the eagle is worth 5 shloim if it's not worth 5 shloim? Can't do that. Hell alive. Rather what? Afogav de shavi. Even though it's worth 5 shloim, right? Kiva de lokayit in the resha. Since I did not set it up and say exactly how much the eagle is worth, lo, it does not work to redeem the child. So we see once again this idea that pigeon a ben, shavi kesef. It's not enough that shavi kesef is to kesef, but rather, the person I'm giving it to must be aware of the value that I am giving them. That is the initial understanding of this brisa. Okay, remember, you have a resha and a sefer. The resha is, it doesn't work pigeon and ben because I'm leaving something out. The sefer is, it does work because I'm giving more information. That's the first way we understand this brisa. It says the Gemara, lo, you don't need to set it up that way. The olam delo shavi. Really, it wasn't worth 5 shloim, this ego, the calf, or the talent. You're going to ask then, why should it be effective in the sefer for pigeon aben? Who could go to kadol kohen eloi. The kohen is accepted upon himself. That is as if he says, yeah, I'll take it, even though he knows it's not worth 5 shloim. Kiyadu Rav Kahana, similar to the case of Rav Kahana, shakul sudrim yibay pigeon aben. The Rav Kahana once took the pigeon aben, a sudr, a cloth of sorts, even though it wasn't worth 5 shloim. Amalei, Rav Kahana says to the father of this bechor, l'zidi chazili, for me it's good, chamish shloim, for me it's worth 5 shloim. And therefore the child is going to be redeemed. Therefore in the seifa of the brisa, we're talking about a kohen who is agreeing to accept upon himself and take this egel, even though it's not worth 5 shloim. Yeah?
In that regard, how is it different than the resha?
How is it different than the resha?
Yeah,
because the resha never accepted it upon himself. He just gave him an egel. He never said, oh, for me, I'm going to take it. The safety said, I'm going to take it. I would like it, even though I know it's not worth 5 shloim.
Oh, it's a coin that's
the coin, yeah, yeah.
I thought
it was the guy, I'll take it. For me, it's worth 5 shloim. Amr of Ashur. Ashur gives a different answer. Lo, Amr, we don't say the din that the coin could say that it's not, he'll accept it, even though it's not worth 5 shloim. Ella Kigon Rav Kahana. It's got to be somebody like Rav Kahana. Degava Rabahu, who was a really ish gadol. Umibayalei Sudra Aresha, and he was somebody so chashuk who never went with an uncovered head, right? Back in the day before Yarmulkes, right? There's another story with him later. So, therefore, Aval Kulei Alma, but everybody else, right, that don't need a sudra all the time, that don't need a cloth all the time, lo, it would not work, even if they accept upon it more than the worth. Kiha, the Marba Ravashi, Zav and Sudra, one time Marba Ravashi purchased a cloth, Ne'ema de Rabba, from the mother of Rabba Mikube, from the town of Kube, Shavi Asara, it was worth only 10 zuz, but Marba Ravashi, who was an Adam Gadol, and he needed a Sudra all the time, he purchased it with Tlaser, with 13 zuz, and it was as if he was an Adam Gadol, because he was an Adam Gadol, it was worth a lot more. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to talk about a case, somebody who was Mekadesh and Isha for a certain value, but they did not give them the entire value. Okay? Amr Belezer, remember the name of Belezer because he's going to come up a number of times. His Kashali Bimana. Let's say he says, I'm going to Mekadesh you, Mrs. Woman, Mrs. We'll call her wife in our case, for a mana, which is 100 dinar. Vinasul Ladinar, and he only gives her 1/100th of that, he gives her a single dinar. Hare Zu Mikudesh, they are Mikudesh with that dinar, provided what? The Yashlim, he must give the rest of the money. Meaning, it's a Kiddushin al Tanai. It's like a stipulation here. I said I was giving Mekadesh you for a month, and I only gave you a dinar, so now I got to finish up and give you the rest of the 100. Says the Gemara, Mai Taima, what's the reason why the Mekadesh immediately, even though he didn't give all the money, Mai Taima, what's the reason? Given the little money, the Haizla dinar, Kimanda Amrla al Menaz Domi. Since he said, I'm going to Mekadesh you for a month, and he only gave her a dinar, it's as if you Mekadesh on a stipulation, and therefore, Vamra Huna Amara Rebbe Kola Omer Almanaz Kama Me'ashad Dami. Whoever says this is a Kiddushin on tonight, it's as if he said it's a Kiddushin right now. Let me explain. I say to you, right, pretend it's legal in the Torah, right, I say to you, that I'm Mekadesh you if it snows on Monday. We are Mekadesh immediately today, and if it snows on Monday, retroactively, the Kiddushin is Chal today. If it doesn't snow on Monday, we weren't Mekadosh. But we go back in time. The Nafkamina is you know, what happens in the interim? Is she considered an Aisha Seish money? But if we go back retroactively, we exist the Mekadesh immediately. Yeah, Lois.
Why did Sage give her a dinner? Why do I have to say that?
Because they're saying, even though we didn't give her the full amount, there's still Mekadesh immediately out tonight.
Why don't we say you didn't give her anything?
No, you have to give her something. You have to, because if you do
that. Why is that different? Because, say, I'm not being paid.
No, because you have to give something. That's a shas to Kiddushin, otherwise there's no Kiddushin. You need to give the money. Send it tonight.
No.
What? No, I'm giving you a dinar. I'm giving you something. And then our condition is snow. The snow is the condition. I'm giving her money, and the snow is the condition down the road. Yeah, dude.
What if she accepts the one dinar?
She's Michael Zion on the red. That's an interesting shot. We'll get to that by tonight, and we're going to get to that in the third turn. Can you be Michael on it tonight? Very good question, dude. Okay. Next thing. Practice Gemara Kasha. Now we're going to learn a Braisa. You got to hold cup, a Reisha and a Seifa, okay? You got to hold cup, Reisha, Seifa. That's smart if you put in the Gemara, Reisha, and then there's going to be a Seifa. His Kasha, leave a Mana. He says, John, I'm going to Mekadesh you with a Mana, the higher Mana, the Holy. And he's giving it to her, and they're counting it up as they go. The Rasa, and as they're counting it up, Rasa Achadem, either the man or the woman, Lachu, they want to forget it, forget the original money I gave you, let's forget about it. Afilu bediner ha'achon. Even by the last coin, harishus biyado. The rishus is in his hand or her hand to forget the original kiddushin. Now remember that quick. Lowy's already asking. Wait a second. We've already a step ahead. Wait a second. Didn't we just learn that the first kiddushin is what sets the kiddushin? The rest of it is the fulfillment of the tonight. Good question. Okay, hold on to that question. Here, what are we dealing with? So the Gemara says, what are we dealing with here? I said, not that Mekadesh li, bimana, but I said bimanezu. So be like, I want a Mekadesh you with these two boxes in this bag. We're not Mekadesh in that case until I give all of them, because I said that that's what the dependent, that's what the Kiddushin is on. So here I said bimanezu. So since I said bimanezu, I have to give the entire 100, and the Kiddushin is not going to be resultant until I give the full 100. Okay. Says the Gemara. That was the Seifa. Habi's the Seifa bimanezu. Since the Seifa is the case of manezu, Reisha bimanestam. The Reisha then must be a case of manestam, where I didn't single out exactly what I was going to give you. I just said mana. Therefore, that's the case of Kiddushin. Says the Gemara, the Katani Sefer. What does it say in the Sefer? Amalah, here comes the Sefer. Remember I told you before it was the Reisha, here comes the Sefer. Amalah, it's Kashli the manezu. I want to Mekadesh you with this mana. Veninza mana chas a diner. And it turns out that I gave you a mana lacking a diner. Oh, dinar shel mechosis, or in that mana, I gave you a copper coin, which apparently is not so good. Eina mekudeshes, it's not going to be kiddushin. Dinar raw, if I gave a bad dinar, harezeh mekudeshes, that is mekudeshes, the yachlet has switched that coin. So says the since in the Seifa, it's manezu, it can't be the races of manezu, because that'll be the same case twice, with different dinars. The Gemara doesn't repeat itself. Again, go back to our principle. We don't say anything unless it's going to teach us something. Says the Gemara, no. Both the Seifa, which we just learned, and the Reisha, which we learned earlier, are both the Manezu. Why do I need both, the Reisha, the Seifa, to tell me Manezu? Look, Reisha, Seifa, Reisha, the Seifa, the Amid, the Manezu. Uperushe come to Farsha, the Seifa is only coming to explain the Reisha. How so? If somebody wants to retract on the Kiddushin, even by the last dinner, they could retract. Then Harishus Biyodo, case that has to go, can go into Amar Law, that's the case of Bimanezu. Bimanezu. And therefore, the Seifa and the Reisha are really all one case, and the Seifa is only coming to explain the Reisha. And now the Gemara is going to bring a Raya to this. Vachanami Nestava, this is also logical. If you want to tell me that the first case is a case of Manestam, and the Seifa was a case, if you want to tell me that the Reisha is just Mana without saying the word Zu, if in the case of manestam, lo avi kiddushin, it's not kiddushin, but manezu mi boy, would it be required to say it in the case of manezu? Isn't that obvious? If I said there, it's constantly been mana, without saying the word zu, without saying this mana, if in that case there's no kiddushin, of course if I said, it's constantly been manezu, mekadesh me with this money, of course it's not going to be good. So why was it necessary? Ella, what? It must be that the safe and race are the same case, and the Seifa is coming to explain the Reisha. Says the Gemara, not a Raya. Not a Raya that the Seifa is coming to explain the Reisha. Because Ibishum Ha'alo'iri, it's not a Raya. Why? Tana Seifa, the coming of the Seifa is coming Ligluye Reisha. It's coming to shed light on what the Reisha is. Because without the Seifa saying Manazu, I wouldn't know what the Reisha is. Where else do we see this principle in this Masechta already? That the Seifa is coming to Ligluye Reisha. Who else remembers? We learned this already once before. That they tell us something to shed light on something else. Tosha Vesachya. Chazir, please. Tana Seifa Ligluye Reisha. Shalom Toma Reisha the Manazu. I shouldn't say that the Reisha is the case of Manazu. Avo Manistam have a Kiddushin, but by Manistam is Kiddushin. So therefore, Tana Seifa Manazu, the Seifa might be saying Manazu, Michlal infer the Reisha the Manistam. Vafilu Haki, lo have a Kiddushin. And even so, it's not Kiddushin. Gentlemen, now we're going to learn Ravashi. You should always know. Whenever you see Ravina or Ravashi in the Gemara, you're coming to the very end of the Sugya, because they're the ones who redacted the Gemara. So when you see Ravashi, take a deep sigh of relief, because we're right at the end. Ravashi Amar, the case of the Braisa, which is Mona Vaholech, is shiny, is different. If I'm sitting there counting out the money, there it's not Kiddushin to get all the money. That's different than the case that we started with, which is a Tanai. Why? The dice are cool. Like, since I'm counting out the money, in that case, the dash is on everything, and the Kiddushin is not going to be resultant until I get all the money. Tomorrow we'll explain what the Dinar of Nechoshes is, etc. But, okay, everybody, have a great day. Good to have everybody back.